And sitting in for Jim Turbis today, Ryan Wendt joining you here on Tuned In is Sergeant Ryan Palmer from the Boone Police Department joining us on our Tuned In program. Has it been 2 years or has it been longer than that since you came in? I know we did Chop with a Cop one morning.
Probably close to 2 years.
Has it been? Okay, yes. I was going to say, I know it'd been a couple of years, but I told you that morning and I'll tell you again, two Ryans always make a right.
That's right.
I know we're good to go here, but thanks for coming in. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so you had a couple of things to talk about today, and I've got a couple of things too, but I think the number one thing to start with is Super Nationals recap.
Sure.
And to me, it is such a big part of Boone, and it's so important to Boone, not just the money it brings in, but the people it brings in.
Yep.
But it's also a little, it's almost like their own little city over there, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And that's got to put a little bit of strain on the PD.
Yeah. And it used to be a lot of strain. It's gotten a lot better. The leadership out there has really changed some things over the year, so I have to give them credit. Things have really tamed down. The people are the spectators, the people bringing in the race cars, they're all doing an awesome job of really just monitoring themselves. So the amount of calls that we have out there, I could probably count on one or two hands, which is way different from years past. So again, I give the staff out there credit. They're doing an awesome job out there. We are down there. We staff people on the first weekend. We staff people on the second weekend. Throughout the week, we have extra staff down in that area just to kind of monitor traffic. There's a lot of pedestrian traffic that comes across Highway 30. We're wanting to keep them safe. That's one of the reasons why we put different city codes in place, like the UTVs, the ATVs, just to really help monitor all that traffic in a safe way. So it's been an awesome thing. It brings in a lot of funds for Boone. There's a lot of people shopping at Walmart, a lot of people at Casey's. And it's just, it's a long week for a lot of people. There's a lot of people in town, but it's also a really good week for the city of Boone.
I think the one thing, especially on 30, right around the racetrack, and I don't know if some people understood that when they had the ordinance about the ATVs and not being able to do it, cars are still coming through pretty quick.
Yes.
I mean, you guys could drop that speed limit to 15. They're still coming through before they're slowing down for the stops. And let's be honest, we've lived here long enough. We know what happens.
Yeah.
Somebody gets going a little bit too quick and you're coming up, you know, over by Walmart as you're coming, you're heading west. You're still going pretty fast.
Yes.
So when I watch pedestrians get across, it makes me cringe a little bit because I'm thinking, guys, you don't understand how fast these are going.
Yes.
I think ATVs, they can get going pretty quick. I understand that, but that's something you didn't need to have happen. So I thought it was a good ordinance just personally, and it seemed like it worked out well.
Well, and back a good handful of years ago, we were having people bring their ATVs or UTVs from town, take them down into the pits, ride them around, cause a little bit of havoc, vice versa. We were having people from the pits ride across to Casey's or Walmart, things like that. And a lot of people down there at the races, they enjoy having beverages. Some of them have a few too many, and it alters their decision making. So then they choose to get on their ATV, ride it across 30, and it's dark down there. Like you said, we have cars still traveling, regular commuter traffic. It's hard to see those people. We don't want to cover those accidents. We don't want families to have to walk through those situations. So that's why we kind of draw a hard line of no ATV traffic, no UTV traffic in the city of Boone during that week. And it's really helped out. I know a lot of people dislike it, but it's really for the greater good.
It's a week.
Yeah, it's only a week.
It's not like you guys put this in place for 6 months.
No.
Or the whole year.
No.
I mean, it's a week. I think I'd like to say a week, but I understand, you know, I can understand some complaints, I guess, but it's safety. It's not like you were, let's just come up with an ordinance. This sounds like a good idea.
The heart of it is safety for everyone.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about another big event that's coming that is maybe not quite the volume in one place, but boy, it can get pretty packed down here when it comes to Puffer Billy Days.
Yeah, I've been here 14 years. I've seen Puffer kind of go through some different changes.
Sure.
I really kind of enjoy where Puffer's at right now. I think the administration who's working behind that event is doing an awesome job. There is a lot, if you guys don't have a schedule of that, there is a lot of different things that's going on the 20th through the 22nd of this month. There's a lot downtown. The green space is going to be filled. One of the things that I wanted to point out, well, let's just say there's a parade 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. There's a 5K at 7:30 on Saturday. Those are a couple of the bigger events. There's car shows, a carnival. A lot of that's going to be downtown. There's also a beer garden that a lot of people are going to be able to come and enjoy. There's live music downtown. I think it was last year they spread that that beer garden space out so people could move throughout really the 800 block just south of the railroad tracks, could move about that block freely and kind of carry some beer around, socialize, bring some lawn chairs, use the green space. I think that worked out. It gives people a little more mobility.
I think so, yeah.
Allows a little more space for conversations. They're not cooped up in a tent per se. So I think that's going to be good. There are going to be fences around all of this. There's going to be attendants at the fences. You have to bring an ID to actually get a wristband to get alcohol. We will have people walking down through the area. We want to socialize with people. We want people to have a good time. Again, we do want people to drink responsibly. Don't drink too much. It alters your decision making. It makes people around you uncomfortable. But we want to all have a good time. So just really drinking wisely is what we would advise.
Well, and I think the wristband is the big key.
Yes.
You know, we're making this about as easy as we can make it.
Yes.
You got a wristband, we'll hand you a beverage. You don't, we're not handing you a beverage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty simple. And I know that helps you guys too.
Yeah.
Because there's some people, let's be honest, Ryan, there's some that look a little younger than they actually are and probably appreciate being asked, can I see that again? You know, I'll check your ID twice. Yeah. But it's just safety-wise for sure. Because there's going to be a lot more people and it will be a little different downtown too.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the amount of people that will come out. I think it's growing every year and I think the administration is doing a good job where they need to be. So I'm excited.
Well, speaking of downtown then.
Yeah.
Because something else that will be different this year.
Been a lot of changes.
There's a lot of changes, but the red lights have been flashing. And I think, and so far, when I come up to one, I think I always do the second pause if somebody else is there just to make sure that they've seen it. But it's not like it's kind of been in the past where they would be flashing yellow and that was the caution and kind of take a look and then you could go. This is basically like we got stop signs, four-way stop signs all over the place. And it was the best way they could come up with. Because I remember when they first was going down, I thought, we don't have turn lanes now. How are we going to do this? Should you've got to look at taking things down and moving things. And they decided that we're going to go four-way, the four-way stops, the flashing lights. What have you seen so far?
I've seen actually a lot of people really doing well with the change down there.
Okay.
Traffic is really flowing. I asked the same question. If we do away with the turn lanes, I think that's probably going to back up traffic is what my initial thought was. I couldn't have been more wrong. I have driven through downtown and you make it through very quickly, even through a lot of the busiest times of the day. There's cars trying to back out of their angled parking spots and traffic still flows. So as long as you're coming to a complete stop and then you're going, traffic really moves quickly. We don't need the turn lanes. I think everybody is doing a good job. We do need people to still pay attention because it's easy to revert back to old habits. You think you have a green light, but all of those are red flashing lights. And from my understanding, I think they're going to stay that way because I think it's really working well. So just come to a complete stop and then traverse through the intersection.
Now, obviously, with my job, I'm already here, so I don't have to worry about the morning commute. But there's times in the afternoon where the one time that I had the most concern was when school gets out because you got the kids coming from the high school and teachers and everybody else as well and parents picking up. And I've been there at least three or four times now downtown when school has come out and I went, uh-oh, here we go. But I haven't seen it either. So I think people are doing a good job.
Yeah, I think so very much.
I think they're doing a really good job with that. Okay, so we've got holidays coming up and I know people are going, Ryan, not yet, but soon enough we're going to be here.
Say the snow's coming.
No, why?
I like the snow.
Ryan, everything was going so well.
I know.
Remember, two Ryans make a right. Anyway, but we've got a season that is coming up where people, if they can, love to give, right? Yes. I mean, I know it's awesome to get gifts, but it still always feels the best to give. And that's when people start preying on people.
Yes.
And that's when we're talking about something that you're talking about next here, and that is scams.
Yes.
And we have issues with that every year. And when I saw the thing about the Apple card and the gift cards and stuff, I went, man, I have seen YouTube videos. I have seen people that try to catch these guys and gals that do this. And it's working to an extent.
Yes.
But they're still out there trying to get you money.
These scammers are very, very hard for law enforcement to find. One of the biggest scams that we see, and we have a great group of guys and gals who will work. If you feel like you're involved in a scam, contact us right away. If something stands out, contact us right away. We'll work to give you some wisdom, give you some advice, and try and handle things for you. But one of the biggest scams we see is a certain group of people coming to, generally people probably over the age of 50, and they're bringing up different situations, whether a grandkid's in jail or a car's broke down, something. And they oftentimes have a lot of information that you can find online. And they're asking that you go to these retail stores, you buy a good handful of Apple prepaid cards or Walmart gift cards, whatever kind of cards. And they're asking you to pay thousands of dollars in these gift cards. That is a scam. That will always be a scam. Nobody needs thousands of dollars worth of gift cards. So if somebody is asking you to do that, please know it is a scam. We've seen, over the years, we've seen people hand $20,000, $40,000 to people, and that was part of a scam. If people are asking for large sums of money, there's a reason they're doing that. So run it by your bank, run it by law enforcement. We're all here to answer questions. We don't want people to lose thousands of dollars. If red flags start flying, come to us. We'll help answer questions.
I know why it's tough to find them, number one, because they usually have their tracks covered pretty well.
Yes.
But number two, I remember the first time I heard this stat and I went, there's no way it can be this. But I think it was like 60% of people that are scammed don't come forward because they're embarrassed.
I would believe that.
You know, and they don't. So, and that doesn't help you. And I know it stinks to have it happen to you. Mm-hmm. I've talked to people that have lost a couple of $100 and think, but yep. So when you said 20,000, I went, my throat kind of, you know, clenched
it's
a little bit.
See, yeah.
Yeah. But if it has happened and you figured out, okay, I got, still come forward and let somebody know.
It's especially good to have PD. That documented. Yeah.
Just because you might think, and I don't want to tell anybody that this dude, you know, that I gave up $200 and I thought it was fine, but maybe there's something that you can help or there's some, maybe you're not going to get your $200 back or whatever, but maybe the next guy's not going to lose it.
Yeah, and if you don't want to come to law enforcement, I would encourage you to do that. At least go to your bank. They have a lot of good security divisions who watch that kind of stuff. At least notify them of what's going on so that they can be watching not only your accounts, but other people's accounts as well.
Are you still seeing the scams where they try to get people to donate to, I don't know if they would dare say the Boone PD, because I would think you guys would immediately be able to figure that out. But I mean, those scams were going on for quite a while, where it was like the police association or the National Fire. Are those still going on too?
I haven't seen those recently. We do have people calling saying, hey, so-and-so has a warrant, and if you don't give this some amount of money, the Boone Police Department's going to come and arrest you.
Wow.
That's false. If we have a warrant for you, you're probably going to know about it. Feel free to call us. Say, hey, somebody called me. They say, you have a warrant out for me. Call us. We'll tell you. So a lot of those, if you sit down and think about it, you can usually figure out, hey, this sounds a little weird. I need to ask some questions.
I didn't even think that would be one that immediately, but like you said, if you have one, you're probably going to know.
Yeah.
I mean, you would hope, but again, if something like that comes out, man, make a phone call right away and let you guys know. There's emergency numbers they can call to say, hey, here's what happened. This is the paper trail I got. And like I said, maybe that can help somebody else, which I think is the key.
Yeah.
You and I were kind of visiting about something off the air, but I wanted to talk about the lockdown in Madrid last week because you guys had a really nice presence, I thought, at Boone Schools. And I know this because my kids told me about, you know, we had some police officers that were here. And I said, well, that's good. And we kind of talked a little bit through it. But that was something Madrid PD was able to handle on their own. You guys said, hey, if you need any help, let us know. They said, hey, we're good, but it did put you guys on kind of an alert, didn't it?
Yes. Yep. They actually worked with the Boone County Sheriff's Office, I believe, and handled that. They had personnel down there working through the different logistics of that. Our agency, all the agencies in Boone County work really well together. We've been doing different programs throughout the last year to really come together for critical events. So it's been a really positive thing that we're really trying to work to train ourselves up on. It's a scary time for everybody, and we want us to be the most professional people there on scene during those events. So Madrid did a very good job at figuring out what was going on. They took care of it. I didn't hear the exact outcome of it, but I can trust that they took care of it.
I know there was also a smaller incident at the middle school earlier in the week as well. And Ryan, I was just going to let you kind of maybe expand on that just a little bit, just kind of what you had heard and then what kind of had happened with that.
Yeah, that there was, I think on Sunday, our SRO Officer Chase came to me talking about a threat that was made in a different town. I'm not remembering the exact town that was, but we contacted that agency. They had taken care of it, I think later or on that Monday, at either the middle school or the high school, I don't recall which one. One of the students had seen that same picture come up on another kid's computer. And so things kind of got out of context. Officer Smith was able to identify that picture and say, no, that doesn't have anything to do with Boone.
Sure.
But we still took preventative measures. We had officers come in from their homes. We called them in. So we had a lot of staff. The sheriff's office helped us. We had a lot of staff at all the schools to really monitor things, make sure kids were staying safe. So we always try to react very quickly in a professional way while we're still trying to gain intel about what's going on and make the best decisions with the school staff.
That's got to be the toughest thing, number one, Ryan.
It's
just because you're trying to get all the stuff together, but you can't wait.
Yeah, you can't wait. You want to make the right choice, but you also don't want to put families in fear when there doesn't need to be fear. So you're trying to figure out how much do we notify people? Where do we go with this? How do we keep kids safe? And that's one of the reasons why we're trying to train so much throughout the year. We do a lot of training every month in this kind of stuff, and I think it's really paying off. So I think we're heading in a really good direction.
Chase is enjoying what he's doing, I have a feeling.
Sounds like it. He's doing a good job.
I tell you what, the SRO has been, I think it's a hot topic, I think, anywhere.
Sure.
I think everybody has opinions on police in school or not police in school, but I think the neat part is when they're able to go in, kids really,
yep.
I think, kind of, I don't want to say attach themselves to you, but I know they get pretty excited to see you guys, yep. And just kind of just have conversations, and I think they feel safe.
Yeah,
too.
It really helps bridge the gap. A lot of kids grow up with their parents saying, hey, watch out, this cop's going to arrest you if you don't sit down in your seat or you don't stop yelling. Well, by the time they get school age, now they have a false narrative of law enforcement. So we can have that SRO in school. He's bridging the gap. He's talking with the kids. He's forming relationships, building trust, and I think it's a good thing all around.
I never even thought about that. Boy, I better never use that. Not that I've, of course, Ryan, ever said that before, that's for sure.
Well, a lot of parents don't think about it, so
no,
it's all
I know.
Right.
I had asked you a question, and I know I kind of talk about this when I've been sitting in for Jim for news this week. Reports or I guess calls felt like to me like maybe they were going up a little bit. You felt like maybe there's maybe some traffic stops and some other things, but violence and some of the more severe calls, you feel like it's going down here in the county.
Yes, I think it's headed in a good direction. We're doing a good job of monitoring some of that, making arrests where we need to make arrests, really trying to prevent different things. If we can have conversation with people before there needs to be an arrest, that's what we want. We're not in the market to arrest people. We're in the market to detour people from crime. So again, if we can have conversations to not have to take people to jail, that's awesome. That's a win-win for both of us. So those violent crimes, those arrests, those are staying pretty neutral. They're going down in some areas. So I think that's a win. There's probably more traffic-related stuff right now with kids back in school, learning downtown type of stuff. So we're always going to have that. We're trying to monitor where we can, be out where we can. But overall, I would have no fear. If I saw those numbers go up a little bit, as you're saying they are, I have no fear that it's, or have no doubt that it's not because of violent crimes.
Well, and you mentioned else something too with the kids being back in school. We got parents that are remembering to take kids to school, right? And get back in that routine again. And let's be honest, that can be a little difficult when you've got, you got to remember some stuff.
Yeah, right? I have kids. It's a challenge for my wife to get all those kids to school right on time. She does an awesome job with that. But there's a lot of moms who are getting out the door late because the kids are choosing not to listen that day, which can be a huge distraction while driving.
They're always a distraction while driving.
I should say moms and dads. I'm sorry.
Yeah, moms and dads.
I do the same thing.
Hey, one last thing, because you let me know about that. That's why I said you always make this the A-team when you come in. But we've got National Policewoman Day today. Is
yes,
that correct?
We do. We have two police officers on our force who are females, Officer Clark and Officer Lair Van Meter. If you see them out today, I would encourage you to just give them a high five or something. They do an awesome job for us, and we're very happy to have them on our police force.
That's awesome. That's great. Ryan, anything else you want to kind of wrap up as we get ready to let you go here today?
I Just want to say I thank you guys for your support. If you ever have questions, feel free to come and ask us. We can't answer questions if we don't know what that question is. We have open doors most of the time. We have open phones all day long, 24/7. We have officers here. So come in and talk to us. Ask us the questions you may have so we can work to kind of bridge the gap in communication where we need to.
You just said the big word. You know, we do it every day with communication with us, really, you know, relaying news and information to you guys. But it works the other way, too.
Yeah.
If we hear hear something, say something.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you guys appreciate that because, man, we've gone through a lot of things that if there was communication or conversation, maybe some of it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So, come out and see you guys.
Yeah. Call us. Stop in. We'll talk to you.
I love the high five thing. Now that will be interesting, and I'm sure the ladies will appreciate that today. If somebody goes up to them, hey,
they
high five. And
they'll like it.
I know they probably will. Hey, it was good to see you again.
You too. Thank you.
We got Shop with a Cop that'll be here before we know it too.
Yeah.
So that'll be right around the corner. So if they elect you to come back in, you can help raise my ratings again and come back and talk with me again.
We'll try and talk about that next month.
That's a plan. All thank
right.
you. Sergeant Ryan Palmer again joining us from the Boone Police Department on Tuned In on KWBG.